Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Jim Plunkett along with head coach Dennis Allen. And, Coach, congratulations on a great come-from-behind victory last week. And the team had to fight back in that second half, down 17-6. Tell us what you told the team at halftime to help that turnaround get started.
Well, I mean, there was, obviously some motivational speaking that went on specifically to the offense,
right.
But really to the whole team. We just understood that, it was time for us to come together as a team, to execute, to eliminate the mental mistakes that we had in the first half. And, we felt like that if we eliminated the mistakes, that we'd have an opportunity to play better, an opportunity to get back in the game. And that's exactly what we did. It's really a testament to those guys in the locker room, the way they fought back and they continued to believe, no matter, how bleak it might have looked.
I agree with that entirely. Second half, got a big play in the overtime. Lamar Houston strips the ball. It's recovered by the Raiders, and they go on to kick the field goal. I consider that among many other plays during the course of the year, actually, that kind of called hustle play. Somebody hustles after the ball. It's on the ground. You fight and go get it.
That's the standard that we're looking for, because I believe this. I believe that if you play with great effort, you've got a chance to overcome a lot of different obstacles. So that's one of the things that we preach. Our guys are doing a better job every week of maximizing their effort, and I think we're beginning to see some of the results of that.
The last 2 weeks, great against the rush. What do you attribute to that?
Well, I think it's guys just coming together and understanding how to play together, understanding how teams are trying to attack us. And I think our front four and our linebackers have done a really nice job of being able to fit up the run and understand exactly where everybody's going to be within the run front.
And I wanted to mention Lamar Houston, named Defensive Player of the Week. How's he progressed during the course of the year?
Oh, he's done a great job. He's continued to get better every week. He's one of those guys that plays with a lot of effort and plays and makes a lot of those hustle plays. So he'll continue to get better if he continues to work the way he works.
You come back out in the second half, go no huddle. What kind of problems does that present for the defense?
It limits the package of what the defense can do at times, specifically if you go with an up-tempo, no huddle situation. So, that's something that we've had in our offense. We've used it at times.
Right.
At times been very successful. Other times it hadn't given us a spark that we would have hoped. So we'll continue to do it, and I think it's a good weapon for us. I think our quarterback does an outstanding job of operating within that system, and it'll be a weapon that we'll continue to carry with us.
You talked about winning the battle up front after the game. What do you need to do offensively in particular to give Carson Palmer more protection? Because it's going to be a long season if he continues to take those kinds of hits, number one. And number two, to get Darren McFadden and the rest of that running game going.
Well, the continuity within the offensive line has got to get better. We've had some moving parts in there, but we're beginning to get some guys that have played multiple games at the same position. And so I expect to see progress moving forward. There's some times that, we've got to do some things to help them out, keep some extra guys in protection. And so those are different things that we can do to try to help the offensive line out some. But those guys are continuing to work. We've had a great week of practice this week, and so we're anxious to get back out on the field and prove that we're better than the performance that we had up front last week.
Kansas City coming off a bye, an extra week to prepare for you. How much of an advantage is that for a team coming off a bye week?
Well, I think some teams handle it differently, so it kind of remains to be seen how they handled the bye. But, obviously it was a good thing for us. We were able to kind of look at ourselves and get a little bit refreshed. Overall the performance has been better. So, we'll see how they react to it. Obviously, we'll see a few different looks from them, something that they haven't shown us. So we got to be ready to react to some sort of unscouted look, something we hadn't seen before.
Okay, you got up a quarterback who you're a little familiar with, had him at Denver a little bit, Brady Quinn. What do you think you have to do to corral Brady and put pressure on Quinn?
Well, I think the first thing is we've got to be able to take the run game away from him. That's probably, a quarterback that's getting his second start, in the last 2 weeks. So, being able to stop the running game and corral the running game will be, one of our primary focuses. And then once we get him into a passing game, we've got to provide some different looks and different coverages, so he can't zero in and know exactly what we're in and make him have to figure things out on the run.
Sure. He's probably a little rusty as well, so hopefully that'll go in the Raiders' favor. Jamaal Charles leading the league in rushing and yards per game as well. Difficult guy to corral in many ways.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's, he's not only a speed back, but he also runs with some power and some toughness. They're running the zone blocking scheme, and I think they do a really nice job up front of blocking for him, and he does a nice job of finding the cuts and making some big runs for him. So that's one of the things that they do extremely well.
Oh, thank you very much for joining us on the Silver and Black Show. Good luck.
Absolutely. Thanks, right. Man.